Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, has a critical mission, and managing its facilities and logistical resources efficiently and effectively is key to FBI meeting that mission. This involves the rendering of a suitable work environment, and more importantly, providing conditions that protect the health, life, and safety of all FBI employees. What are the top priorities for the FBI's Facilities and Logistics Services Division? How's the FBI pursuing more sustainable business and supply chain practices? We'll explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Patrick Finley, Assistant Director of the FBI's Facilities and Logistics Services Division. So, Pat, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Yeah, thanks, Jim.
Also joining our conversation from IBM is Melinda Balthrop. Melinda, welcome as always.
Thank you. Very nice to be here.
Pat, I'd like to kick off our conversation with some context. Would you provide us a brief overview of the mission and evolution of the FBI?
Sure. I'd be happy to, Mike. Thanks. The FBI was first formed in 1908 with just a few agents. It has grown gradually but steadily. It is today a intelligence-driven national security and criminal investigative organization. The growth has been extremely rapid in the last decade, post 9/11, where the national security mission greatly expanded and intelligence functions, and really an intelligence umbrella over all that we do, what was overlaid on the existing organization. We are today in 61 different countries, nationwide in every state, with 56 regional offices and 400 satellite offices.
What's the size of the budget?
$8 billion. And that's a very significant increase. We were just a fraction of that in 9/11.
I'd like to transition to your specific role. Can you tell us more about your duties and responsibilities as Assistant Director of the FBI's Facilities and Logistics Services Division?
Sure, I'd be happy to. My job and the people in our division, we provide facilities and all sorts of logistics and services really to support the agents and analysts who are involved with the actual mission work of the Bureau. So our job really is to make them effective in what they do. We provide space for every FBI mission and every FBI support element around the country and overseas. In the services area, we provide vehicles, printing, graphics, any sort of product that they need in that area, telecommunications, and a variety of electronic services as well.
So, Pat, with such important responsibilities, sort of the backbone of the FBI making it operational, what are some of the top management challenges you face in your position, and how have you sought to address those challenges?
Probably the number one challenge that we're facing is we've gone from a period of a decade of significant growth in personnel and budget, where the primary emphasis was in providing the resources and the equipping and providing the facilities for rapidly growing teams across the country. We're now in a much flatter budget environment, given the overall federal budget. And so we want to maintain the highest level of service and support for the Bureau so those agents and analysts are most effective, but doing so in a very restrictive budget environment. That's probably our number one challenge that we're facing. Secondly, and like any large corporation or large government entity, we've done things a certain way, and we're now going through a significant change process to provide greater value, accomplish things very cost-effectively. And so it's really leading change is a major dynamic. Related to that is our supervisors, leaders of the organization, assuring that we have people with the vision and the knowledge of their specific function and expertise in that so that they can provide the best services for the Bureau.
Along with the challenges you've described, I'm sure your leading your division can also be fraught with unexpected surprises. What has surprised you most about leading your organization?
Yeah, I had quite a few surprises. First, let me really for our listeners, the FBI, with very specialized and very sensitive and secure mission, is primarily in leased space, and much of that in private leases. That was a surprise for me, especially coming, as I'll talk in maybe a few minutes, from more of a Department of Defense background. The level of the security that we are required to have is extreme, very sensitive information, and that really was something that, again, was prepared for, but that being in every single area of everything we do, those aspects of security having such a critical piece of that. And then I think lastly is that the speed of the transition from really a steady state gradual growth to this very sudden mega growth and just in a very short period of time, those all kind of came as surprises that for the organization or for me personally.
So with such a critical mission and with so many challenges that you face and some of the unexpected opportunities you face, I want to know a little bit about you. Could you tell us about your career path, what got you to this position?
Sure. Grew up in a very small town in upstate New York, and I went to West Point, became an Army officer in the Army Corps of Engineers. I served around the country and 7 years outside of the country during a 25-year tour. All of the latter half of that career was spent in managing Defense Department bases around the world or in doing major construction and design at those bases. So I retired from military service in 2000 and actually continued to work for the Corps of Engineers out in Pittsburgh. Had a great job out there. And after 9/11 occurred, frankly, I was really angry with the attack perpetrated on our citizens, and I wanted to become very directly involved with the security and defense of the country again. So I saw the FBI opening, and here I am.
Well, given your military background and now your sort of law enforcement background, I'd be interested to understand in your mind what are some of the characteristics of an effective leader, and more particularly, who's influenced your leadership style?
Well, let me hit on some of the characteristics. Vision is tops the list. Mm-hmm. To be an effective leader, you have to have vision and have to have really have that well developed. Integrity needs to be absolute and unquestioned. And then really passion. You have to feel very strongly about what you do, love what you do, and the importance of that. Courage and candor probably are next to my list, but I think those top few are the most important ones that I see. As far as who has influenced me, actually, my dad, he was a World War II veteran. He served in the Pacific, was involved with 7 island invasions, wounded twice. He was truly part of Tom Brokaw's The Greatest Generation. He came back, got married, raised a family. Actually, talked very little about what he did, but he went on to a career as a highway engineer in New York, building highways and what was the start of the interstate system. Maybe 2 other folks, a Corps of Engineers general who was actually a history instructor of mine at West Point, and great Corps of Engineers leader, had the opportunity to serve with several times in my career. I think the last person I'd like to mention, very memorable, was General John Abizaid. I knew him when he was a 2-star, worked directly for him. Fantastic person. Unquestionable, unimpeachable integrity. It was amazing that the level of integrity that General Abizaid possessed, and he went on after I knew him, of course, to become CENTCOM commander and leading the effort in Iraq and Afghanistan.
What are the top priorities for the FBI's Facilities and Logistics Services Division? We will ask Patrick Finley, its assistant director, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.